Amen. Wow, wasn't that worship amazing tonight? I tell you what, we truly have gone from glory to glory throughout this weekend. It's like with each meeting, the presence has gone stronger, and it's like we're just swimming. Oh, hallelujah. We're swimming. Oh, I love the prayer that Moses prayed. How many, that's your prayer tonight. God, show me your glory. God, we want to see you. Show me your face, God. And God said, Moses, I'll show you my glory. And as he did, a revelation of God's goodness was released. And I believe that God's glory and his goodness are synonymous. And I want to share a testimony with you tonight. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Okay? So every time you hear a testimony, it is a prophetic invitation from God for you to step into the breakthrough of that testimony. Whenever you hear a testimony about salvation, it releases salvation. When you hear a testimony about healing, it's an invitation into healing. When you hear a testimony about breakthrough or freedom, it invites you into that prophetic invitation from Jesus. We were in a service, and the presence of God was moving in such an extraordinary way. And I remember this meeting as the glory of God came in. And I've learned over the years, and it was the cry of my heart from a young man. Since I was a young man, I always said, God, I never want to just teach a nice message. I want your presence. I want your glory. I want your Holy Spirit. How many tonight have that longing inside? It's just a longing on the inside of you. See, that's from the heart of God in you that longs for God's presence. And as the anointing came into this meeting, the presence of God came upon this girl, and she wrote into our ministry this email. And she says, I want to thank Jesus and you, Matt, because I got healed from narcolepsy during one of your meetings in Quebec. That was this year. How many are familiar with narcolepsy? Yeah, it's a very interesting condition, disease, where it's like the person just constantly falls asleep. And if you had had no sleep for 2 days, the type of disorientation that you get after chronic lack of sleep, this is what these people live with on a constant basis. It's horrible. So she had been suffering with this condition her whole life, since being a little girl. And she writes this. She says, your prayer and anointing was so powerful that I got drunk. Now look, I'm talking about an encounter with God right now. She says, I got drunk in the spirit immediately, and I fell on the floor screaming and shaking. Then I felt complete peace. Then I stayed on the floor for half an hour, and then I felt immense joy. Praise God. She went from shaking to screaming to immense joy in the Holy Spirit. And then she says, my head felt fresh and a huge weight lifted off of me. My head feels lighter since that day, and I don't feel sleepy in the day anymore. And the tests at the hospital turned out negative yesterday for narcolepsy. She said, it was generational in my family, and I had this condition my whole life. This healing just changed my life. Can I tell you, this is what God loves to do. He loves to come in such a way where he heals us and sets us free. In fact, it makes him so happy and joyful to encounter us in this way. And I have said this before, and I'll say it again. One touch of the glory of God can change your life. Oh, I'm going to say it one more time. One touch of the glory of God can change your life. I have seen it time and time again. Now, I know. We've talked about the process, and sometimes God brings you through a process, and sometimes he delivers you through something. But there are times when the glory of God touches you, and something radically is changed in your life from one touch of the presence. I've seen this over and over again. In fact, right here in Australia, I was at the product table after a meeting, and a teenage girl comes up to me at the product table, and she says, "Can I talk to you?" And I said, "Yes, you can talk to me." And I walked over to the side to talk to her. I'm telling you, that product table is an anointed place. You should check it out. So she comes over to me, and I'm talking to her. She starts to pour out her heart to me. And she starts to tell me how she just saw her mom commit suicide. And how her mom struggled with a mental illness her whole life. And she stands there and she's telling me this trauma. And she says, "And I suffer from the same mental illness that my mom had. And every single day I am driven by thoughts of suicide. It's the only thing I could think about throughout the whole day is how I'm going to kill myself." She said, "Can you pray for me?" And I said, "Of course I can pray for you. Because I believe one touch of the glory can change everything." So we started to pray for her. Stephanie was with me. And we started to pray for her. And we started to take authority over the voices speaking in her mind. And we started to command freedom to come into her mind where these voices were driving in her thoughts. We said amen. She left. I get an email, actually a Facebook message the next day. The next morning I wake up and I check my messages. And she says, "When I woke up this morning, for the first time since I can remember, I had no more thoughts of suicide in my mind." She said, "I couldn't even believe it. I couldn't even believe it." So she said, "I tried to make myself think of suicide. And I couldn't even make myself think the thoughts. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom." And I'm telling you, God not only wants to set you free, He wants to keep you free, and He wants to so anoint you that you are used by God to set other people free. Oh, hallelujah. Come on now. Okay, I'm going to come down here. I'm going to come down here and stand on a chair. Oh, praise the Lord. You may ask, why am I standing on a chair? Because I can. Because I have the microphone in my hand. God not only wants to set you free, He wants to anoint you, set you on fire, and make you so radical for the kingdom of God that everywhere you go, you are giving the devil a big headache. Where Jesus said, where the Bible says the Son of God was manifested to destroy the works of the evil one. Come on, young people, help me preach tonight. Help me preach tonight. Come on, come on, come on. God wants to make you so on fire with Him that everywhere you go, the sick are being healed, demons are coming out of people. The same ministry Jesus walked in on the earth is what the church is called to walk in. Jesus taught the word, He preached the gospel, He healed the sick, and He cast out demons. He did it all. Amen. It was a four-part ministry. And that ministry has been given to us, the church, through the person of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, look, I pray a Holy Ghost bomb under every chair tonight. Now, some of those are on timers and they go all the way back to the back row. And sometimes they go off in the back row first. Oh, praise God. There's just something that God does when His glory comes in. He breaks the heavy yoke. He heals the brokenhearted. He sets captives free. That's what His anointing does. It doesn't just break the yoke, but annihilates the yoke. Because that word to break means to annihilate. And you know, when something is annihilated, it can't return. Oh yeah, that's how free God makes us. He annihilates the yokes of the enemy so they cannot return to our lives. Oh, praise the Lord. I decree over you tonight, you are going to be so, so radically joyful. You are going to make every miserable person even more miserable. Because you know misery loves company. You are going to make every miserable person so miserable till they get so miserable in their misery that they want what you have. Now, I have a prophetic word tonight from the book of Joel. Turn to the book of Joel if you have your Bible. If not, you can listen to me read this scripture. Joel chapter 2, verse 23. Be glad. Everyone say, be glad.
Be glad.
Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he gives you the former rain and the latter rain. Oh, praise God. The former and the latter. Then he says this, and this is a prophetic promise. This is a prophetic promise. He says, the threshing floors will be full of grain and the vats will overflow with new wine and oil. When I came into this weekend, I felt a theme that would carry throughout this weekend would be the theme of breakthrough. That there was a supernatural realm of breakthrough that God was opening up to us. That we could break through every hindrance, every opposition, everything from our past season that tried to hinder us. Look, I'm going to prophesy over you right now. Everything that has tried to hinder you in your past season, it is not going to be able to follow you into this new place. Everything, every giant that has tried to stand in your land, everything that has tried to come against you, I declare over you tonight that it is not going to be able to continue as you come into a new season in God. And the prophetic promise from this scripture is that the threshing floors will be full of grain. What is that talking about? It's talking about harvest. Harvest. Church, we are in a season of harvest. Thank you for that. Amen. Praise God. We are in a season of harvest. And when I say harvest, yes, it's lost souls. Yes, it's lost souls, but it's not just lost souls. When I say harvest, I'm talking about every seed you've ever sown, every prayer you've ever prayed, every word that God has ever sown into your heart, every promise God has given you, every dream you have in your spirit that is yet unfulfilled. It is harvest time, church. It is harvest time. For every prayer you have sown, for every promise that has been sown in your heart, it is time to see those things manifest. Hallelujah. Say harvest time. Turn to your neighbor. Say harvest time. Okay. That's enough. No. Harvest time. And then it says, the vats will overflow. Everyone say overflow. Because that's another theme that we've been talking about. Overflow. The vats will overflow with what? New wine and oil. What is the new wine and oil? It's the Holy Spirit. In the New Testament, new wine and oil are both symbols of the Holy Spirit. So here's the amazing promise. Not only is God going to release new wine and oil, but he said the vats are going to overflow with new wine and oil. Which goes back to what I preached the other night, that you're going to have more than enough of the anointing, not just for yourself, but to see breakthrough come into everyone around you. I say it's time to see breakthrough multiplied. It's time to see every good thing God has ever done in your life multiplied through you. Every good thing you have ever seen God do in your life. Listen, never let the enemy silence your voice. Never let the enemy silence your voice, because you may think to yourself, oh, my testimony is not that great. Oh, I don't really have anything to say. No, you have a lot to say. You have a lot. What God has done in your life is very, very significant. And never let the enemy silence your voice, because as you open up your mouth and share and testify, the breakthrough within you is multiplied through you. Oh, yeah. And that's how you make the devil pay for ever trying to mess with you. You know how you make the devil pay for ever trying to mess with you? Or forever trying to mess with your family or mess with your kids? You start testifying to every person you can find about every amazing thing God has ever done in your life. And you start to see that breakthrough multiply through you to other people. Oh, yeah. I'm sure the enemy regrets ever trying to put sickness on my mom. I'm sure he regrets it. You know why? Because when my mom got healed, our whole family got a revelation of divine healing. And from that revelation of divine healing, we have prayed for thousands of people and seen many healed through the power of Jesus. Oh, yeah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. So rather than groaning and moaning and complaining about every hard thing you've ever had to go through, start praising God and start thanking God that He's turning it all for your good. And the very breakthrough God gives you is going to become a breakthrough for somebody else. Oh, yeah. If you've ever struggled with discouragement or depression, get ready. You're going to be the most happy Christian around. Oh, yeah. If the enemy has ever tried to come against you with a spirit of heaviness and tried to put that cloak on you, get ready. Because you're going to be so anointed with the oil of joy, you're going to have a permanent smile on your face. Hallelujah. If the enemy's ever tried to come against you with sickness, get ready. You're going to have a great healing ministry. Let there be light. Even the lights are testifying. That was perfect timing. Who flipped that switch? That was perfect. Perfect. Thank you for the dramatic effect. I loved it. Boom. There's another amazing promise here. It says this, and this is a word from God. I know that this is a word from God. It says this, I will restore or replace for you the years that the locust has eaten. I will restore or replace for you the years that the locust has eaten. And this is what God spoke to me. He said that He is going to restore every lost year of your life. Not just every lost year, but every lost moment. Every lost moment. We are in a season right now, prophetically, of supernatural divine restoration. Everything in your life that you feel that the enemy has tried to come in to steal, kill, or destroy. Maybe you're here tonight and you say this in your heart. God, I wish I came to know you sooner. Because I feel like I wasted these years before I came to know you, God. Or maybe you reflect over your life sometimes and you see different choices you make or see different things that have happened in your life. Or even things that have happened in relationships or just stuff that's happened in your life. And maybe you have some regrets over stuff that you feel has been lost in your life. This is how amazing and how good God is. God promises that every lost thing in your life, He will restore. Every lost moment. Get ready for supernatural restoration of your spirit, your soul, your body, and your mind. Oh, hallelujah. But now here's an even more amazing thing. some of the suffering we go through in life, some of the loss we go through, is not our own fault. Some of it is because of the actions of other people. Some of it is because of the behavior of other people negatively affect us. Anyone ever have stress from the actions of another person? Anyone have your joy affected by the actions of another person? Yeah, and you want to lay hands on them? Come on. Anyone ever want to lay hands on somebody? Let's just get real. I mean, we've all had moments where we just really want to lay hands on someone, and it's not necessarily in a holy way. Okay? I've had opportunity and moments in my life where the behavior of someone else has caused me stress, robbed my joy, become a distraction to my mind. Yeah, we've all gone through those things. Now, sometimes the loss we go through is not because of someone else. Sometimes it is because of us. Sometimes we make bad choices. Sometimes we play a role. And then we go through suffering, we go through loss, or things happen. And it really is, we're involved in it. Amen?
Amen.
So we could say amen to that too. So we've experienced loss of moments, years, for both of those reasons. When you study the book of Joel, because I really want to paint the right full picture for you here. This promise comes to Israel. This promise of restoration of years. And when you read Joel 1, Joel 2, you realize something about Israel. That Israel in this point of history had turned away from God. Israel turned their heart away from God, started to sin, started to rebel. And as a result of their behavior, a plague of locusts came over the land. And as this plague of locusts came over the land, devoured everything. It was like the Bible says a fire went before them. All the crops were devoured. The livestock devoured. The vines, the vineyards, everything gone. And Israel was laid waste for years as a consequence of their own behavior. And even though the loss that Israel experienced was a result of their own behavior, even in that circumstance, God still comes to his people and says, I will restore the years that the locust has eaten. Can I just tell you how extravagant the goodness of God is? That even when we have gone through things that are the result of our own behavior, God is so good that he says, I will even restore to you the things that you lost that were even your own fault. Oh, praise God. And if that promise came to Israel, guess what? We are grafted into the vine. Abraham is our father. And the same promises that come on the nation of Israel, we get grafted in spiritually. Oh, hallelujah. And we get to partake of the same inheritance. So now here is this amazing revelation. And it's the key. It's the key. It's in Joel 2, verse 13. It says, rend your hearts and not your garments, and turn to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness, and he revokes his sentence of evil. Rend your hearts and not your garments, and you will experience the graciousness, the mercy, the abounding loving kindness of God. So even if you are here tonight and you have experienced loss in your life, even due to your own choices, here's the key. When you turn your heart fully to God, when you submit your heart fully to God, when you turn to God with all of your heart, there is an amazing revelation of God's goodness. That even when you deserve what you're experiencing, God says, I love you so much, and my mercy is so abounding towards you, that I will even restore every lost moment. And this is how big God is, that even if he has to add extra years onto your life to replace those years for you that were lost over here, he can add extra years onto your life over here and restore what was lost over here and give it to you over here. And then his promise is, and the glory on the latter house will be even greater than the former. Years. Everyone say years.
Years.
Years restored. Wow, I feel the anointing on that. How many feel that anointing? There's an anointing that just came into the room. Oh, yeah. There's an anointing. Years restored. Years restored. You know, every promise I read in the Bible, I believe it. I believe every promise God gives me. When I read that he will restore years, I believe it. When I read in Isaiah that God says, I will renew your youth like the eagles, I believe it. When God says in Romans 8 that the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead will quicken my mortal body, I believe it. You know what all those scriptures speak to me? He will restore lost years. He will renew my youth like the eagle. He will quicken my mortal body. All of that equals supernatural age reversal. Oh, yeah. Now, I know you may say, oh, Matt, yeah. Oh, Matt, if he's going to renew my youth like the eagle, that is supernatural age reversal. And if he's going to renew my youth, you know what he's going to start with? My metabolism. Oh, yeah, I'm naming it and claiming it. Look, you can say anything you want. I am laying hold of the promises of God. And I am praying, God, you renew my youth like the eagles. This is why I believe in supernatural facelifts in the glory. And I have a scripture for that one, too. Yeah, the Bible says very clearly, Jesus is coming again. He's coming again. And he is coming back for a church. He's coming back for a bride without spot or wrinkle. So I'm claiming that one too. No spots and no wrinkles, Jesus. On the inside and out. Lord, I know in my spirit, no spots or wrinkles in my spirit, but God, I pray it on my body too. Lord Jesus. He will quicken my mortal body. Oh, yeah. And you know what supernatural metabolism acceleration equals? Supernatural fat burning anointing. Because when your metabolism goes faster, it burns the fat. Oh, praise God. And, you know, going for a jog doesn't hurt either. Come on now. Come on now. Going for a jog doesn't hurt either. Yeah. And I'm going to say it. And say a no to that cookie. So all you people that bought cakes out there, repent. No, just kidding. Praise the Lord. Just bless the cakes, eat it, the calories come right out. Amen. But this is really how amazing God's goodness is and how amazing his glory is. That when we turn our hearts, we rend our heart. See, it's not just rending the garment. See, rending the outward garment is just a religious, you know, external thing. But when we sincerely turn our hearts to God and rend our hearts before him, it sets something of the goodness of God into motion in our lives, where he begins to restore and he begins to make new and he begins to renew and he begins to transform. Praise God. So I pray tonight for each one of us in our families, for each one of us in our personal lives, that we would have such a revelation of God's goodness, such a revelation of His glory. You know, when you know how good God is, you can't help but turn your heart to Him. You can't help but turn your heart to Him. Because you know He loves you. He's for you, not against you. I think sometimes we have to hear these things. That God is for us and not against us. That He loves us so much, He wants us to succeed. He wants us to be victorious. And He not only wants us to be victorious, He empowers us to be victorious. And when we turn to Him with our heart, His grace is extended towards us. Not just to forgive us, but to restore us and to empower us. Praise God. Amen. Jesus really did say the gospel is good news. It's good news. It's really good news. God is not holding a hammer over your head waiting for you to make a mistake just so He can pound you with a hammer. He's rooting for you. He's saying, you're my son, you're my daughter. You can make it. You can do it. I'm with you. I'm in you. I'm great on the inside of you. I believe in this prophetic hour, we are going to see such a level of restoration happen in people's lives. And I believe there's going to be so much divine justice released in people's lives that the enemy is going to come under such judgment, but there's going to be such justice released on behalf of God's people that every injustice you've ever suffered, God is going to move on your behalf. This is a word from God. This is a word from God. And you can receive it tonight. Oh, yes. You can receive this tonight. His anointing is here. One touch. One touch of the blood of Jesus, one touch of His presence. Things shift, things move in your life. And Holy Spirit, I pray, just close your eyes for a moment. Holy Spirit, I pray. If some of the worship team could just join me tonight and just come to the instruments. Holy Spirit, Father, we pray, show us your glory tonight. Show us your glory, God, that we would see you and know you for who you are, that your goodness would pass before us tonight. And Father, I pray for each person under the sound of my voice tonight where there has been loss. Look, I know that there are people in church that love God and they have gone through some rough stuff. And you may be sitting here tonight and maybe people around you have no idea stuff you've had to walk through in your life. Because here's the reality, we're in church. We're loving God, we're worshiping, we're laughing, we're having a good time. But some of us in this room have walked through some pretty difficult things. And you may have even come to this conference walking through some very difficult things. And maybe you've gone through some loss. Maybe you even have some heartache on the inside. God is here for you tonight. He's here for you. How many right now, even as I'm sharing this, you know that God is talking to you? God is talking to you. He knows you by name. He knows every single thing you have had to endure and walk through. And even when you have wondered, God, are you still with me? God, are you good? I hear Matt up there saying, God is good. He reveals his goodness to us, but God, I don't feel like I have seen your goodness. And at times you've wondered, God, are you good? Are you with me, God? Do you hear me, God? And he's here to tell you tonight that yes, he is good, and yes, he hears you, and he is for you, and he is going to help you, and he is going to restore you, and he is going to make you brand new on the inside. He's going to heal you and move on your behalf. Simply turn your heart to God. Something supernatural starts to unfold. Holy Spirit, I invite your presence here now. I ask, Holy Spirit, that you would move all around this room. And first I pray, God, for supernatural comfort. I pray for supernatural healing. I pray for supernatural freedom. And I pray for supernatural joy. And I ask you, Holy Spirit, to begin to touch people all around this room. And I pray for miracles. And I pray for faith. And I pray, God, for a divine touch of heaven. Holy Spirit, to be upon people tonight. I see the Lord touching somebody tonight, and it's like you have felt like the life is getting strangled out of you. It's like the life is getting sucked out of you. And I see the anointing of God coming to you tonight and setting you free. And breaking you through that. So Lord, I just release your anointing right now, God. Right now, I loose your anointing, God. And I speak freedom and breakthrough. And I declare the life of God is coming back into you. In the name of Jesus. That thing that tries to suffocate you, that tries to squeeze you, in Jesus' name, I say be loosed from it. I say be free from it. Whoa, in the name of Jesus. Be loose from it. Be free from it in Jesus' name. And I say let the life of God come into you tonight. Let the life of the Holy Spirit come into you tonight. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. Yeah, there's going to be just some washing right now. There's just going to be some washing of your spirit, washing of your soul, washing of your mind. Yep. Lord, just come right now and just wash and heal and bring freedom. Yeah, there's